Foo Fighters.
I think I was just kind of scared that for the rest of my life I would be known as this guy that played drums in this one band. I didn't want it to be the one thing that defined my life. But what am I going to f***ing stay at home? Do nothing?
And I am so thrilled to have Dave Grohl on the line right now from the USA, my God.
Hello, I'm here.
Such a great song. Can you tell us what's behind it? I mean, it seems pretty obvious in many ways.
Well, you know, it's funny. The song and the video that accompanies the song come from a dream I had when I was 14 years old. And I still remember it to this day. It's a nightmare.
Really?
But yeah, that I've thought about since I was 14, where I was standing at the bottom of this hill, and at the top of the hill, there was this coffin on fire next to a dead tree. And I go running up to the coffin to try to save whoever's in it, and I'm burning my hands on the coffin, and I woke up from that nightmare thinking, oh my God, I think I was 14 years old, and I just thought, what was that all about? Like, I was.
But you never forgot it.
No, I could still picture it in my mind when I talk about it right now.
Jeez.
And so after recording that song, I thought, okay, it's finally time to put that visual to some music.
Yeah.
And we put the two things together and they worked together really well. But it's funny because that song really stands out on our album. The rest of the album, huge guitars and huge drums and huge choruses and big grooves. And that song, the reason why we released it first is because it's very different than anything we've ever done.
And orchestral too. It's got strings.
After 25 years, you want to do something that you've never done before. And that's why we love the song so much.
Have you had any sleep in the last few days?
I did. Well, you know, to be honest, when I was watching all of the election stuff on TV, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have a drink. Like, it's just going to have to happen.
Well,
and
of course.
So there's this Japanese company that wants to make a Foo Fighters sake.
Oh, right.
And so they sent me three different bottles of sake to taste, to sort of tell them which one I like the most.
Oh, yeah.
So I drank three bottles of sake.
I've never been more drunk in my life than on sake. It's so potent, man. You got through three bottles.
I woke up feeling like I got my ass kicked by a big Japanese man.
Hey, are they going to make you do one of those crazy, you know how some celebrities or movie stars made ads but like just for Tokyo release?
Yes.
That no one ever sees? Are you going to do one of those? Because they look really classy.
I hope they do, man. That would be amazing. Like Bill Murray.
That would be awesome.
And Lost in Translation.
Yes, exactly.
Can you imagine?
I think Jodie Foster did one too.
Yeah. I think it'd be great. I'm in. Sign me up.
Okay, bang. Totally in. Now, I'm going to get straight to it. I absolutely love Shame, your new track, and you've got a new album coming out, which we're all absolutely stoked about. You were going to tour, but a little thing called coronavirus popped up.
Yeah.
Kind of wrecked all your plans, yeah?
It kind of made us rewrite our itinerary a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure did. We started recording this record a year ago, and we finished it in February of this year.
Yeah.
It was mixed and it was mastered. We were ready to go. We had the tour booked. We had the T-shirts ready. We had everything ready to go.
And a festival too, wasn't there?
Yeah, we had an 18-month-long itinerary that was like bulletproof. It was like world domination, like circle the planet four times. It was because it's our 25th anniversary as a band.
I know. That's amazing.
And this is our 10th record, so we were like, okay, this is going to be an 18-month-long party. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then everything just stopped, you know? And
jeez.
At first, we thought, okay, well, nobody knew how long this shutdown would last.
No.
But at first, everybody went their separate ways, went back home, made sure the family was safe, made sure everyone was healthy.
Did you find positives from that time? Did you think, you know, we were in complete lockdown in Melbourne, Australia,
right,
like for 6 months. We couldn't leave the house.
Yeah.
Basically. And there's a lot of positives you find spending time with the family on that. And then, yeah, maybe I'm ready to get out now.
Well, I think that with creative types, people that are creatively restless, that sort of isolation or that sort of lockdown was good because a lot of creative people get stuck doing the same thing they've been doing for a long time, which isn't the most creative you know, way to live.
It's a pretty massive curveball to throw in, yeah.
Yeah, so once you turn off everything that you've been doing and then get out of the lane that you've been in for years, you start to really exercise those creative muscles. And I mean, I was getting emails from all these different musicians that you wouldn't imagine me making music with, basically saying like, hey, I got a crazy side project. Do you want to do it? I'm like, yeah.
Well, I know one of them, Stevie Nicks, who has, by the way, called you the best drummer in the world.
No, she did.
Agree.
She did call me the best. She called me one of the best. She's biased.
Oh, I mean, listen,
we love each other. I love her. We're friends. She's the sweetest, most magical person on earth. I adore her. She's amazing.
I love that track.
Yeah, our producer, Greg Kirsten, was producing that song. And I had just learned how to record drums by myself and then send drum tracks to other people.
Okay.
Like, I'd always known how to engineer a session by myself,
yeah,
but I'd never really known how to, like, collaborate remotely with other people. And I finally figured it out. So, dude, I was sending out drum tracks like free donuts.
Oh, my God.
They were going everywhere. Like, I was text my friends.
Your kids must have felt really impressed by your technical wizardry.
Well, no. They're not impressed by anything I do.
Oh,
the only thing
on.
They like that I do, they like my chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, yeah. That'd be hard to not like.
I make a pretty wicked pancake.
It's wonderful. They're wrapping us up, which is so unfair. I've got lots to talk about still, including Nandy, and you've made her life forever.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know what? Next time we get a chance, I'll fill you in on everything.
Thanks so much, Dave. Cheers.
All right, take care. See ya.
This is Kennedy Malloy.